Good morning, members of Faith Television Ministry. Pastor Jason right here, Faith Television Ministry. We want to say, Lord, we thank you for all things that you have done for us here at Faith Television Ministry this week. As we listen to youthful praise, Lord, you're mighty. This morning, we ask you, Lord, to bless the youth revival coming up here in Wichita, Kansas. June 26, 2026. Lord, we'd like to just say we thank you, we honor you, we praise you for being merciful. We do not deserve that at all, but we do thank you. Lord, I want to just say we are so grateful, and we give you all the honor, glory, and praise, Heavenly Father, here at Faith Television Ministry. Make sure that you hit the blue subscribe button and subscribe to our network here at Faith Television Ministry so we can stay in communion with you. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you bind up the spirit of greed coming over this country right now. Hallelujah. Good morning, members of Faith Television Ministry. Once again, that is youthful praise. Getting us started here with Lord, you're mighty. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you, Lord, this morning for all the believers and all the listeners here at Faith Television Ministry, those who have given their time this morning to honor, glory, and pray, to bring honor, glory, and praise unto your name, to move us aside, Heavenly Father, and let us know that it is because of you on how we make it through. Pastor Jason right here, we are going to be leading today's discussion at the Radio Revival. For today's lesson, we have been discussing the book of Luke throughout this week here at Faith Television Ministry in our private Bible studies, if you will, amongst the board members. And we have been talking about the parable of the rich fool and how putting stock and money and possessions is foolish if you are not putting your stocks and hopes in heaven. We were going to read just a short passage here, and it says that starting at verse 13. So we're going to read starting at chapter 12, verse 13. And it reads, "Someone in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.'" Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. He's saying right then and there, give me what he has. I want what he has. Do you not feel the society nowadays? We hear a lot of people talking about if you have something, then all of a sudden someone else is coveting what you have. They're copying what you have, imitating, stealing, and even cheating to take what you have. Unfortunately, that is a society that we have been coming used to. But Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." The man was willing to stab his brother in the back. And we live in a society right now to where people are running to Jesus Christ and using the name of Jesus Christ, a lot of people in the church, which is why we believe that there is leading to an apostate church, because people are using the name of Jesus to invoke it like it's a power to turn against their enemy, or like Jesus is going to destroy people in his name, just because, you know, we call upon his name and say, "You do it for me." That was the reason why the Jews didn't accept Christ in the first place. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, continue to speak for us here at Faith Television Ministry. People want Jesus to do their bidding. And he says, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you? What makes you think that I am going to be the judge to decide which one of you are more deserving?" We live in a society right now to where people don't understand that we are all God's creations. God loves all the little children. That is not just a song. It is really true words. And as we study that here, we want people to understand the awesomeness of the Holy God. That, like he said, there be on guard of all kinds of greed. He didn't just say, be on guard because, well, you know, be on guard of greed because of money, or be on greed because of power. You know, sometimes people get greedy of all types of things. You may see somebody who has some food that you may have wanted. And you already will have some food, but just because you're something that they have that you don't have, then those types of greed and need things develop. And there's all kinds of greed is what he's saying. There's not just a greed for food. There's not just a greed for lust for women. There are greed for attention. What we need to do is praise the Holy God and give him all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. Which leads us into our song as we lead out here. William Murphy, "Praise Is What I Do." Don't be like the foolish rich man. As we read on, he even talks about when he says, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you." When God says to you that your life is coming short, and you knew the time, most people would probably get right in an instant. But no man knows the day nor the hour in his own life. You never know when the Lord may come calling and demanding for your life. Choose today to worship the Holy God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ for yourself, we ask that you will go and call out to the name of Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Confess your sins to him and cry out here. Pastor Jason will be praying for you. And we know that as we lead out, that praise is what we do here at Faith Television Ministry. Right now, give him what you're owing. Give him what you're owing. Give him what you owe in church. Yeah. Come on. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through. Even when I'm going through. See, I finally learned, church.